think what Earth is compared with the world to which her young spirit has winged its early flight, and say, if one deliberate wish expressed in solemn tones above this bed could call her back to life, which of us would utter it? She had been dead 2 days. They were all about her at the time, knowing that the end was drawing on. She died soon after daybreak. They had read and talked to her in the early portion of the night, but as the hours crept on, she sank to sleep. They could tell by what she faintly uttered in her dreams that they were of her journeyings with the old man. They were of no painful scenes, but of people who had helped them and used them kindly, for she often said, God bless you, with great fervor. Waking, she never wandered in her mind but once, and that was at beautiful music, which, she said, was in the air. God knows, it may have been. Opening her eyes at last from a very quiet sleep, she begged that they would kiss her once again. That done, she turned to the old man with a lovely smile upon her face, such, they said, as they had never seen and could never forget, and clung with both her arms about his neck. She had never murmured or complained, but with a quiet mind and manner quite unaltered, save that she every day became more earnest and more grateful to them, faded like the light upon the summer's evening.